Deadbeat at Dawn is a 1988 16mm underground action film written, directed by and starring Jim Van Beber. Van Beber plays Goose, a street gang leader in a war with rival gang members who have killed his girlfriend. Deadbeat at Dawn is a relatively rare film with a very checkered release history. The current Arrow Blu-ray is pretty definitive, however, as far as I have managed to research. If you haven't seen this film, I do suspect that some of you might be put off by what you see as weak acting, scripting, roughness, and an overall incoherence to the movie. But in my opinion, so-called bad acting is only bad if it doesn't stick with you, if it doesn't communicate something to you. The same goes with camera work, editing, the story and the plot and the development of the narrative. This film does stick with you. The acting is unconventional. The camera work is sometimes unconventional. The editing and the development of the plot do not follow standardized notions of quality. But it doesn't mean it's bad. Because the camera work, the way it's written, the performances, and the methods of storytelling are entirely appropriate for this movie. The film, for me at least, really resonates on a visceral, aesthetic, and I have to say, even an emotional level. And in many ways, the film breaks all the rules of no-budget filmmaking, which typically have a small cast set in one location or a restricted number of locations. This has multiple locations, a big cast with action scenes shot in daylight in public places. There is some beautiful photography of the locations in Dayton, Ohio, a great moment where they drag a burning mattress into the middle of a busy intersection and the cars have to avoid it. And the final fight takes place by a train line with kind of trains going past. There's several things that I like about this film, these kind of tiny incidental details, things like the transitions, which have a kaleidoscope effect, which gives the film a kind of hallucinatory atmosphere. There's other little strange details which, you know, verge on parody. There's a little old lady who carries a gun in her car and she wants her grandson to shoot Goose. There's an incidental character in a cafe, a man who's adamant that he's having breakfast with God. But the thing that sticks most are the stunts, most of them performed by Jim Van Beber himself. He dives into a river, he abseils from the side of a car park, and in perhaps the best stunt, he hangs onto a speeding car through the driver's side window. Van Beber didn't go on to do too much else. He took 10 years to make a feature film about Charles Manson called Charlie's Family. On the Arrow Blu-ray of Deadbeat at Dawn, his early films and a recent short film are available. But that's about it. He remains an underground figure. So, Deadbeat at Dawn. It's not slick, it's not polished, and in an era of high-definition smoothness and the quest for cinematic perfection and cinematic mastery, it may jar some viewers. But this is its strength. There is nothing subversive about perfection. The looseness of Deadbeat at Dawn is the perfect form for replicating the lives of its characters. The vague, the ephemeral, the short, the violent, and the messy. If you can, I urge you to give it your time. The Newton Talks Cult Film Mycocast will return.